Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show, now on Channel 2, as you've probably figured out, and an hour later. And first I'm going to tell you who the guest is, and then I'm going to do some shameless self-aggrandizement and do a little bit of advertising and tell you a few things, and then we're going to just let Nobo loose. So yes, Nobo Calypso is my guest. Hi, Nobo.
Hi.
I already got people waiting for you on the fast chat.
On the phone.
You're awfully broken up there. What happened? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. That was really strange. We got a lot of feedback from there.
How is it?
Hopefully they can fix that. Okay. So, let me first get to the business at hand. Anybody who is in Portland, Oregon, that would like to either attend a Vortex gathering in April or host one, we are going to be in Portland, Oregon on Friday the 4th of April and Saturday the 5th, and then we'll be going up to the northern end of Washington State for a few days, and then we'll be coming back to Portland. If you're in Las Vegas or in Reno, we're looking for people who want to host the gathering there, and also in Los Angeles and San Diego. So we'd like to do all that in the month of April, and then we're going to be heading to Florida and Texas and South Carolina in May. Then we will be in New York and Maine and Pennsylvania in June, and then we'll be hitting the Midwest, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin. We're coming through the Dakotas and going up into Saskatchewan, Canada, and then there's a possibility that we could come back to the West Coast at that point. So, if you're interested, drop me an email or sign up on the website. And we have a new configuration in the Vortex, and we've added a Stargate light, which is really interesting and really ups the energy, brings in the cosmic light. We've got some fantastic pictures on that, and we're going to be letting people experience that one. That's pretty good. So, without further ado, Nobo Calypso, the master Chaldean numerologist, is here to answer your questions. So, if you have any questions for Nobo, you can either let me know on the fast chat what your birth date is, or you can call in, whichever is going to work better for you. So, Nobo, welcome.
Thank you. Hey, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
All that traveling that you're going to do, is that going to take place just in this year? That seems like an awful lot.
Yes, it may just be this year. That's a good question that you asked, and I've kind of emailed a few people that. I don't know what's going to happen after August, but I feel like there's going to be something going on, and maybe August or October, right in there. And I've been talking with a lot of friends that are very psychic, and everybody's kind of agreeing. So I would really like to be back in Sedona by August. However, if things go crazy, if everything drops out like everybody thinks it's going to, then we won't be coming east again. And, and depending on how bad it gets or how much it changes, we may never do it again. I don't know. So this is everybody's maybe last chance to experience the Vortex. I don't really know what's going to happen, Nobo. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, but I just think it sounds very exciting.
I think it's exciting to
go out and do this work. It's just very exciting. You never know who you're going to meet or where it's going to take you from there. I think, having a bit of spontaneity in it is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you have to, What we've noticed in doing this work is that it's difficult to plan things because spirit often has something that wants you to do. And so sometimes you find yourself going into a different area than you thought you were going to. We've had venues that we thought were not going to be that great that turned out to be the best. We've had other ones that we thought were going to be the best, according to what everybody said, and they turned out to be not. But the people that we've met have always been perfect. even if they didn't think so. You know, everything has happened in divine order, just the way it should. And we have just had a really exciting time, and we're actually looking forward to it. We want to meet up with our old friends we just met last time and discover some more things. And we've put the vortex in a new healing configuration that's also a much more powerful manifestation configuration. And then we added a Stargate light to it, and so we're interested in seeing what happens with that. But we've got some real interesting photos of energies coming down in a cone shape from the Stargate and also coming up from the floor to meet it. And so what's happening with that is it's an even bigger influx of the cosmic energy than it was before. So I had one of my cats underneath the light the other day because she was acting kind of funny, and she couldn't stand to be in there. You could tell that the stuff was working on her, and she was starting to get real antsy, and she had to book on out of there, you know. But the other guy, I took him in there, and he purred, and he was pawing at the air and playing with somebody or something, and he could have stayed in there all day, you know. So it's interesting.
Yeah, that's where I feel when I go
what the other pictures are. Yeah, and the people are just really amazing. And I so enjoyed meeting everybody on the last trip. I'm looking forward to seeing them again and meeting new people on this trip and connecting people up even more powerfully. The last thing that we had happen, the very last one we did, we had a device fly out of a woman, and she felt it. She almost fell off the couch, you know, and she kind of yelled, "Oh, that laser just beamed me." I said, "It wasn't pointed at you." She said, "I know, but it beamed off of the projector." And we got an actual photograph of the device that flew off, so that was pretty amazing.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, I tell people I never know what's going to happen. It could be nothing. It could be amazing. It could be miraculous, like what happened with you. I mean, I just don't know. So, yeah, awesome stuff.
Wow, it's very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really looking forward to whatever is going to come this year. We know that some things are coming to a head. I've been talking with quite a few people about that, not just the economy, but people are waking up faster and faster, and I think that we may see some major action this year. And what does numerology show about that? Have you had a chance to look that over?
Numerology shows that this year everything's based on the individual. If there's to be change in 2008, it's not a time to sit back and wait for it to happen. It's a time to go forward and start making those changes. It's also a year that has to do with, it's like a pendulum swing, where the choices that individuals make can take them to one extreme or to another.
Mm.
And so I think what's happening, what I've seen so far, is that a lot of people aren't making choices right now because they must have a sense that they're waiting. It seems like a lot of people are in a waiting period, which is not, it's not going to get action moving. And in order for the way that I feel, in order to be within the universal energy, because the universe is about transformation and change. I mean, everything within the universe is in constant change, and it's the same here on Gaia. The way that the planet is today is not the way it is tomorrow. The way we are today is not the way we're going to be tomorrow. Everything changes, although it's not a dramatic change. Some of it is, some of it isn't. The way that the Earth is today isn't the way it was yesterday. And the universe is constantly changing. So in order to make this an effective year, there has to really put in change. People shouldn't be in a waiting period because it's the year of the individual making some pretty important decisions and choices, which can seem very challenging, but in the long run it's not. So what I've seen in the numbers is that this is like a pendulum swing of 2008, but I've also seen that people are in a waiting period, and there's really nothing that waits on this planet. You know, everything's in constant movement. So you got to kind of like just jump in there and make the right decisions. And how to do that is to use the wise use of your people's judgment ability. You know, make your correct discernment, and then intuitively feel this is the right choice and go for that choice. But it is the year of making those choices, and it is the year based on more so individuals than groups.
That's well, yeah, that's very interesting, and it's probably because it's a 1 year, correct?
Yeah, well, it's actually a 10.
I'm sorry, what?
A 10.
Yeah.
Which comes out to 1, but
so that's giving them more.
When you have the
more
zero, you know, when you have the zero, it brings in a lot more energy. It really defines the number to the left. And it does bring in that, it's like a conversion point. It brings in that decision making. It's a large year for that, but it is based on the individual. It's not based on the corporations or large groups or the government. It's we people making our decision as far as what we want, not what is said, like, you know, people saying, you have a recession. It is up to us to say no. When people say we want to raise the gas prices, it's up to us to say no. We can't step aside and wait for it to change. You know, we can't.
You know, I totally agree. And
so,
I think that's
a powerful year for them.
Yeah, and that makes totally perfect sense. Because it's all been building, you know, all the truth is coming out now about all the nefarious schemes and everything that the elite have had about politicians and all of their excess and their stealing and their lying. All that stuff's coming to the forefront. And what I'm seeing is people are finally getting to that point, I've been for a while, that says, no, not playing the game your way anymore.
Right.
And I think what I'm seeing, and I'll confirm it, I'm sure, as we're going across the U.S. again, is that people are finally ready to stand up and say, I've had enough.
Right.
And I just refuse to be a part of this anymore. And
right.
All we have to do is get, you know, the critical mass of people across the America doing that, and as soon as everybody stands up and says no, then the government's going to have to take notice. And they're going to have to do something.
Right. And it,
now, if there's only a few people, you know what they'll do. You know? So there's got to be a lot of us doing this, you know, where everybody just kind of stands up and says, no, I've had enough. No, thank you. I'm not playing that anymore. And just turn your back on them and walk away.
Right.
So, you know, as I like to say, vote with your feet, you know. And,
yeah,
hurt,
the,
you know, hit them where it hurts in the pocketbook. You know,
yeah,
they've stolen our money for too long, and it's time to change all that. So this is a great year for that.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm seeing people start to get a little gumption, whereas before, I mean, all I talked to were people that were so afraid, no, I can't do that. Well, what if it's going to do this? And my answer has always been, what are you going to do when all the money you have in the bank is worth 4 cents on the dollar?
Yeah, and
what
I
are
have
you going
to
do then?
I have to be frank. But I, you know, I don't want to, I don't believe in fear. I don't believe that's natural. I can't find it. I can't find it in nature and in the processes of nature. And I don't find fear in the universe, which is our reflective principle. And I can't find it in our blueprint. So I don't think such a thing exists. But based on these decisions, it is based on survival this year. Not saying that anything's going to happen, because I don't use numerology to forecast. And the vibrations can be treated neutrally if one wishes to see that. That's fine. But it's based on making these decisions of survival. So if we individuals say, you know, we can't survive at the rate that we're going, we can't continue with this enormous control over us. We can't have these decisions made for us. I, as an individual, have a family to support. I have to look forward to my future and to their future. So the survival of myself as an individual within the herd and my children within the herd, I'm going to have to make some pretty serious decisions. And one of them is, like you said, I don't, you know, the I am, which is included in the group, isn't going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot about that. And I think in voting, the strongest person that stands out as an individual is the one that's going to be voted in.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that now there's a lot of people in the mainstream that have started talking more about Ron Paul and thinking that actually he does have a chance, whereas at first they all said, no, there's no chance, and he's just going to draw votes off. But he has steadfastly, you know, stood up for what's right. And I think that his chances are real good because of that, because we're in that stage where, you know, we're willing to get out of the sheep herd, and we're willing to stand up and say, no, I don't think so. I don't like the way things are, and things have to change. And so I'm looking at the numerology as really being perfect for that. And I'm also looking at the astrology and everything else, and I think it's beautiful the way everything's coming together to grow up.
It also says that this is the time to be most authentic. This is the time to pioneer new paths. This is the time, this is the year that if someone has an idea for introducing a new theory to people, you know, that's not cockamamie, you know, a theory that can persevere through time that could really help people, this is the year to put all this into order. This
Absolutely.
Is the time to step forward and
just
say,
that we
hey,
have a
go
caller.
Back up.
Oh, hello, this is Dominic from London.
Hey, Dominic, good to hear you.
Yes, it's good to meet you again.
Yes.
Okay, shall I give my birthday and time? That's what to do now.
I can't hear him.
Okay.
I missed that too.
Okay, should I ask a question or give my birthday and time first?
Should he ask his question first or just give you his birth date and his time?
Yeah, I need his birth date.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
July the 19th, 1969, and the time 7:30 a.m.
What is this?
July the 19th, 1969.
July 19th?
Yes.
So July 19th, 1969?
Yes.
And your first name's Dominic?
Yes.
D-O-M-I-N-I-C-K?
Just I-C.
Oh, no K. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hear because we have a lot of feedback on this line for some reason.
My God.
I don't quite know what's up with that.
Would nobody want my time of birth to it? Would that help?
Do you want the time of birth, Nobo?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, that's 7:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m.
Okay. Now, I need to ask you something, Dominic. Have you had total self-acceptance?
In what way?
Self-acceptance means that you have a lot of leadership abilities, and you have to accept your large intellect, and accept that you can be a leader in groups. Are you in any kind of a leadership role?
I understand that, and it's kind of a struggle getting that to be accepted by other people. No, I sort of acknowledge that there's something working away that is making use of my what appears to be superior intellect, and then in my normal everyday reality, I am not really accepted as being anything other than a good artist.
Part of being a 19 is having total self-mastery. It's like a large lesson in this lifetime, but it also brings in a lot of. Do you have a feeling of protection around you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Because you're protected, and you could go some steps forward that a lot of people can't, and you're aware of this. But you also have to know that you got to listen to your intuition. Mm-hmm. Have you had any unresolved insecurities that come up every once in a while?
I think so, yeah. It's hard to say what is the point of the insecurity. You know, the last 20 years for me have been a real struggle because it's just like my brain has been blocked up.
That's part of what a 19... part of a 19's path is to work through those insecurities. Can I ask, when you was there any kind of mistreatments when you were younger?
Not that I know of.
Excuse me?
Not that I know of. I suppose I got bullied at school.
I'm sorry, other than what?
I was bullied at school.
Oh. So, because a 19 is against, becomes like a powerhouse against exploitation. Like, you don't like exploitation of authority.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like exploitation of abuse. And in order to come to that point, people born under this pattern have an experience. And it doesn't say that the universe makes this happen, just somehow it does. And then they become stronger, and then that should emphasize your leadership role. What I've found is when 19th or when any of us have these insecurities, it's kind of like you have to see the physiological body and the frailty of the physiological body and not be so hard on yourself to say, I have to work this out, I have to be perfect, because 19 like to feel as if they're incredibly well balanced, and when they're not well balanced, they tend to, you know, fuss at themselves. And I'm just trying to use a general term. So being a 19, you have to realize that these experiences of being bullied in school, they got locked into the cells within the nervous system. And a lot of us don't realize that that's how fragile our bodies are. So instead of picking at becoming better, you have to say to yourself, I'm doing the best that I can, and realize that the body is vulnerable and the nervous system, you know, does contain these memories, and then you have to accept this to say, I'm going to have a more positive outlook all the time so that it could have a process of change. But you come out to a 24-6 as a, and that means, are you in any kind of work in counseling?
No, I'm unemployed.
Have you ever thought about getting into work with counseling?
No, I'm really unsure how I could actually go ahead and do that. I suppose I don't have haven't had confidence in my abilities to actually make use of them in that way.
Okay, I'm going to tell you another vibration that you have that it would behoove you to have an understanding about this, is because you do have a vibration that fixes you. So you must feel that you're very contained and very fixed, and that it seems like there's a struggle to the process to release yourself from this. So you would tend to be caught like in a box.
Yes.
With your viewpoints, with your emotions, with your opinions, and not being able to get out of this box. And Dominic, it's really best for you to understand that this is a vibration that's inside of you, and even though it's a cube, it doesn't really contain, but it has that feeling, because you also, you don't like major changes, do you?
No, but then the lack of change over the last few years, I even like less.
But you would prefer not to go through major changes?
Gosh,
like
nothing too terrifying. I suppose I'm just kind of used to being in the box. It sort of, for a number of years, it just felt like a prison. And then just, you know, it's been relieved a little bit over the years from healing, etc. You know, just experience of it. And I can't reason with the world anymore in such a normal way that maybe people are supposed to.
Okay, let me tell you what your interval is to do this. Remember this feeling of being in the box or the cube. I know that you feel very contained. I know that you want to be able to express yourself more, but it's hard because of this feeling of containment. And the more that you think, that you use your thought energy to rise to this frequency to say I'm contained, then it will contain because you're paying attention to the specific vibration that's inside of you. Your interval is the six, and the interval is what can pull you up out of this box or the feeling of being in a cube. And the six is the love vibration. It's benevolence, it's caring. But it's also a vibration of the arts and beauty. So it would, within your best interest, I would suggest to look at the arts more, to get involved with the arts, even in the beginning, if it's as a spectator, I would gravitate towards looking at artwork that other artists have created. I would think about going to see really good plays, mostly plays that have humor in them. And I would spend as much time as I possibly could around trees, because you vibrate with the same energy that the trees do. And I know that this sounds really strange, but...
Oh, well, not after talking to Steve Barrett, that's the tree hugging it.
Excuse me?
Oh, there's another person on the radio show, and he loves talking about trees and the spirits in them and tree hugging.
How much time do you spend outside?
I suppose I spend about 4 to 5 hours a day.
With the trees?
No, I can't. It's not easy to get to trees very easily from what, you know, I've gone quite a journey to get to some trees. I don't even have a car.
Okay, well, plants, also full foliage plants would have a good effect on you as well.
Yeah, I make a special effort to get out and see some trees, yeah.
Also, how much time do you spend with the art?
But with my art, I'm drawing most of the time. I probably about 3 to 4 hours a day with my art.
Okay, so you are involved with the art. See, that's your interval. Now, are you telling me that you feel, do you feel contained within your own artwork?
What do you mean by that?
Do you feel as if you want to be more creative?
I suppose I know that my creativity has reached a height, but it's actually creating things that can be finished. Some people might want me to do drawings for them, but my artwork won't do the work for them in a way I want it to. Now, I have to allow it to work by itself because it's very active in that way. It does things more than I can consciously know about.
Can I explain to you what is a large portion of your path in this lifetime? You are to bring beauty into people's lives.
Huh?
You are to take beauty as you see it from nature within the art. This is your interval, and this is also your path. And you bring this into other people's lives to show them beauty, to show the beauty of the world as you see it. You are to to, in effect, beautify people's lives through art.
Hmm.
So, always go through that six, and then as the nine, Dominic, you're to come up with all new ideas. So if your artwork wants to go into this new inventive way, it needs to go there.
Okay, does that make
sense? That's fantastic.
And as far as the 7:30, you're directional, as you're a pretty easygoing person, and you have, you know, you're very charming and kind of childlike with a youthful energy.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember to remain open-minded, and you will always profit from a positive attitude.
Uh-huh.
So by bringing this work in, bring it in with a positive nature behind it. And then things will flow for you so much better.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? Thank you for calling, Dominic. I
thank you much indeed. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Dominic.
Okay, Seth said something about trying to reconnect, so we're going to take a little bit of a break now and try to get the phone lines to be a little bit better since we've had so much feedback here. And
yeah, it was echoing.
Yeah.
Is that what was happening? It was echoing?
Yeah, it's still echoing. And Seth was saying he thinks that, you know, might be the phone connection when Dominic got on, and I said, no, it's been echoing since I got on.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and take a break, and hopefully Seth is still there. Seth, you there?
I'm all aglow in a special way.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Okay, we're back. Hey, Carla.
Hi, Dr. Valerie. How you doing?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good.
What's your
good.
Birthday, Carla?
My birthday is July 7th. Excuse me. Let me say it again. July 18th, 1957.
And is your first name spelled with a K or a C?
It's with a K.
Oh,
isn't that weird? Dominic's birthday was 719 and yours is 718. Wow.
She's a master builder. 18s really have the ambition to want the comforts in life. They're also very, very intellectual people with a very good sixth sense. How's your sixth sense working for you?
This is going to be kind of a dumb question, but what do you mean by sixth sense?
No, I don't think that's a dumb question at all. In fact, I think it's a very good question because when I tell people they have psychic abilities, they shrink back. Because in Western world, psychic kind of is synonymous with paranormal, and they think that they're going to be seeing ghosts and, you know, talking to the deceased and going to all these lizard dimensions or something. But a sixth sense is, it's like a clairvoyance. You're able to feel out things pretty well intuitively. Usually with 18s, their sixth sense is more finely tuned than somebody who has really good intuition. You'll have a feeling of how things will pretty much play out before they happen. Deja
yep,
vu
yep,
feeling,
yep, yep.
Things like that. That's your sixth sense. So how does that work for you?
Oh, yeah. People get ticked off at me. They tell me I'm paranoid.
They tell you what?
They tell me I'm paranoid.
No, it's not paranoid at all. You have a very good sixth sense. And regardless of what the people think, you should, because that's due to their circumstances. So, you know, oh well. You should increase this ability. But I do see you come out to an 11-2, and I think there would be a shyness to increase this ability because I don't think that you would want the rejection from other people. Is that correct? You wouldn't want people to separate you out and see you as an oddball.
Yeah, they kind of think I'm that way anyway.
Well, again, that's due to their circumstances. Do you have a feeling inside that you're being called forth for a great calling? Do you have a lot of nervous energy?
I did before, but I'm healing from an event a few years back, so my energy is real low right now at this time.
May I ask what type of work you're doing?
I'm in the process of learning how to trade Forex.
To do what?
To trade the Forex currencies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, foreign exchange.
Right. That's the people.
Yes, Carla was in our group in Chicago.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful.
Yep, and we'll be coming back.
Yeah, I want to hit, what you get something around Chicago, let me know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're scheduling all that now. So we're looking at probably, I hate to say this, but probably like late June, early July in Chicago. Ooh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies to even think of. That's too hot for me.
Now, Carla, you said that you've had this feeling. Can I ask you, you had an event happen with you that you're recovering from?
Yes, I was in a car accident back in 2001, and I got hurt more than I thought I did. And I'm still working on recovering from that. And to be honest, I had a lot of events happen to me in a really short period of time, and it's taken me a lot longer to get back, you know, in the swing of things.
Can I give you some hope by saying that you'll have victory over those limitations?
Oh, yes, thank you, yes.
Okay, because that is in your chart. You're going to not only have victory, but you're going to conquer them. Through your healing process, have you, because you found this to be so extraordinary, and I know that you're also a very sensitive woman, have you kept any kind of journal or diary?
I write things out. I do a lot of writing on my computer. My computer's crashed a couple times, so I've lost a lot of the work. But I've done a lot of writing out.
Yeah, and that drives your cornerstones at two, and that drives two crazy. When things
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Your cornerstones at two, and your life, you have a lot of twos, and that's why I know that you're going to have victory over the limitations, and in fact, you're going to conquer them. But I also, something I want you to keep in mind is you said before the accident that you felt a great calling inside, that you were being called forth for a great duty or purpose. That still stands. There's something for you to bring out to people. There's a message, because this 11-2, your life path, is like a limelight. It's a limelight path. It's radio, television, speaking, public speaking, things like that. In fact, it shows up twice so far, and I haven't even done your whole chart.
Okay.
So the frustration with the computer and things is you have very high psychic abilities, and I think that the energy that's emitting from you can cause, now I don't want you to take this in a personal way, saying, oh my God, I'm doing this myself, but there's a lot of high energy around you. There's a lot of electric type energy around you. And I would suggest whenever you're feeling that force around you, not to go around these technology things. Either that, or get a fluorite crystal and put it between you and the computer. But
okay.
Twos, when you have a lot of twos, your cornerstone is a two, and that means that you like cooperation. You like things to get along. You don't like conflict. You don't like negativity, and you'd like for things to work, to cooperate with you. So when these things don't work, and it's technology, it's machinery, it's appliances, it's people, it's mostly revolved around people, but it also revolves around appliances and technology, and having so many twos, when these things, and excuse my French, crap out on you, it tends to be very frustrating and annoying.
Bingo.
The only reason that happens is because you want a sense of cooperation. It almost seems like these things are just like crapping out on you at the worst time. And it's not that you're on edge. It's that they're not cooperating, and that's the whole thing you got to remember. But you also do have very strong psychic electricity around you. So I would put a fluorite between you and the computer, and especially if you're in a high electrical mood, because this two has to do with the moon, and it's the first feminine principle. So it has that high emotions of the moon and the changing emotions of the moon, and I would keep that in mind. But also please remember that your destiny is in the limelight. there's something.
Okay, I'm a ham. Yeah, I love to be on stage.
Well, this is where your life is supposed to go. So, and something tells me it's from this experience with the car accident. And again, please don't think that the universe pushes buttons to make sure Carla's life is affected. But there is something for you to bring forth. And I can't tell you what that is, because that's part of your life lesson. And remember this year of what I was speaking about before. It's the year of the individual. You'll see that your energy will increase because you normally, well, and I don't like to use the word normally, is you like to take purpose in everything that you do. You're a master builder woman. And a master builder woman has to feel effective, and if she doesn't, her energy lulls. Her energy goes down. So there's something that you want to do to be effective in this world. And I kind of think it's revolved around this accident, but I could be incorrect. You know, I would need to, you know, be able to sit with you. But you are destined for more radio, for more television, for high energy fields, very high energy fields. And
am I going to make any money?
Well, when we live in our full potential, the money comes with it. When we're living within the positive of our full potential, we're living in the positive of the energies around us. Do you see what I mean? The only way that we don't make money is when we block it. Is when, you know, when we're either in denial or when we're in a negative place.
Okay.
But when we're living within our full potential, you have an 18. There's another thing that happens with an 18 that you should be careful of. And 18s get led astray by the opposite sex pretty quickly. They tend to put their purposes and ideals aside when love comes into the picture. And since you're an 11-2, that means that you like to partner up with people, that you're better in a partnership than you are single. If you look towards partnerships, because they'll work out well for you. But 18s are always, always being led astray by the opposite sex. Why that happens, you know, it's just part of the vibration.
Man, you've been reading my mind. You've been reading my mind. I've been thinking about that for months.
Well, this is the so what it does is it takes you away from your original ideals and purposes. So my suggestion to you would be to regroup with your own ideals and purposes and put the other person aside right now, because you get lost in this process. And that's just part of the vibration, so don't be hard on yourself about that. It's just part of what it does. And the best thing to do is it's moving away from your ideals and purposes. And once you do that, you kind of go into a funk.
Mm-hmm.
Not, but it was
yeah, lucky. In fact, tonight, Dr. Valerie, I just had a big distinction and the main thing is I've been spending over 30 years trying to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always trying to fix the situation, and with the things that happened to me, the past 8-9 years, there's a lot of resources that were depleted, and I did not have that resource anymore, and that's where I'm having a lot of my struggle. So I'm.
That's the master. Those are two prime keynotes in your patterns, and that's not saying patterns that you've caused. I call numbers patterns. The one keynote is the master builder woman. The only time that she becomes ineffective to her is when she loses her resources and has to gather more, and then you start feeling effective again. the other part where you said you always have to fix things, your life path is a two, and a two is considered the chicken soup. The chicken soup vibration. And that means that you're always trying, you know, it's like, well, here's some chicken soup. Oh, here, let me see. And you're always protecting other people against uncertainty. Like if
someone and it caused a lot of stuff for me.
Right.
I'm taking care of everybody else and screw
right.
me.
Well, you have to, and that's another part of the two vibration is they always feel very unappreciated. And a lot of them are. And a lot of people don't understand their motivation. And their motivations is for protection against uncertainties. No, please don't bungee cord off that bridge. You know, you have no skill in this. You can bash your head, and they just think you're being a pill. And you're not. You're trying to protect the people. So it's part, if I could give you some assurance to let you know that this is part of this, it's called the dyad, part of the dyad principle. And that one way to swing out of it is you've got to be around people who know how to appreciate you. If they don't appreciate you, Carla, you can't be around them. You cannot in any way, shape, or form be around negative people, people who create conflict, or obsessional people. These run counter to your vibration. And so you can't be around them. You have to be around more peaceful people and tranquil people and people who do take the time to appreciate you. And believe me, there's a lot of people in this world who are like that. So it's not saying you draw them or you're drawn to them. You just really don't understand the power of you have so many twos. And that's the first feminine principle. You must be a very, very feminine woman because you have these high feminine principles. Which is the two? It's the dyad. It's the one that had. You have a lot of anguish, but you also have a lot of audacity to stand on your own two feet, and you have a lot of anguish where you feel separated. And another thing that Carla can't deal with is rejection. So you don't want to go too far, because you don't want that feeling of rejection. But I want to leave you with this and the universal laws that came out of Egypt. Over 30,000 years ago, one of the main laws is the universal law of self. And the universal law of self says that you cannot self-debilitate. In order to live your life, to go through your path, to have that involution inside, you cannot be in any position where there's self-debilitation. That in order to be selfless, you actually have to give to yourself first before you give to others. Do you see what I mean? Whereas our religions today twist it around and say, well, Carla, no matter how you feel, you just got to get out there and chicken soup everybody to death. And it's like, no, Carla's got to chicken soup Carla first. And that's the truth of the universal law. And please remember that the universal laws are irrefutable and immutable and unchangeable. So if Carla is not taking care of self first, having this effect by other people, then you're not living within that universal law. So just change it around to say, today, right now, Carla's taking care of Carla, and this is not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
This is selfless. Because when
it's more a true centering.
Right, because when you take care of self first, you're giving yourself that honesty and that love. And then when you reflect it outwards, it's real. Whereas our religions say, no matter what happens, you crawl across that floor and you chicken soup these people to death. And it's like, but I don't feel like doing it. It's like, too bad, do it. You have to be an upstanding Christian here. You have to do this. It's like, bull. And then when you give to them, you're not giving to them honestly. So therefore, the effect isn't felt in the soul. The effect of trickery or deceit is felt more so than anything else. So in order to truly give to somebody, you have to give to yourself first. And that's hard for it too. I mean, it's really hard. Because you will bolster someone first before you do yourself. And Carla, this world right now, there's a lot of takers. who will take this energy and take this energy and take this energy from you. You'll bolster them, and then they'll go their own path and leave you there with an empty pot of chicken soup, because they'll take it all. So, in
that's what's happened to me.
So in order,
I've learned that the hard way, to the point I was almost taken out. Dr. Valerie knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's
funny, too, as you're saying all this stuff, Nobo, I'm thinking about my good buddy Madeline, because she's an 11-2 also. And she does the same thing. You know, I mean, when I got sick, she was running over here bringing me cough syrup and stuff, and she was sick herself. Whereas, you know, when I get sick, I'm like, I'm not moving out of this house. So that's the same thing.
So, Carla, can I leave you with, your life path is within the limelight, and it's for your experiences, and this energy is all around you. But and you are a master builder woman, which means that you want to be highly effective in life. You want to take purpose in all your tasks. And all you have to do is rebuild these resources. Reaching out right now is gathering new resources for yourself so you're on the track. But the main thing is to realize that you got to partner up with Carla first before you partner up with others. And this means that you cannot self-debilitate.
Okay.
Or be in a self-debilitating relationship. So if someone comes to you and wants your chicken soup and gives you negativity, you're going to have to take your pot and go home.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And that doesn't mean being selfish. It means you're being honest with yourself and honest with that person to say, I am not within, why I do not have the energy to pull in negative energy. It's not within you to do this. No conflicting people, no obsessional people, and no negative people at any time.
Okay.
Because you do like peace, you do like tranquility, you do like peacekeeping, and you like things to be, you know, cooperative. And that's the way you should live at all times. And so don't all these other forces, you know, this is their opinion. This is their circumstances that they're speaking about. And remember, people today only see about 1/8 who each other is. And that's a really small, small amount. So please take the time to build up your resources, which you'll build. Look towards what it is, what that message is to bring out to others, and know this is the year to bring forth these ideas. And the energies are around you, and you will have victory over these limitations. Because once you do, a master builder, once they conquer the limitations, they teach others how to do this.
Okay.
And that should give you a little secret of what's going on.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's cool. You read me like a book.
Yeah, he's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It's like I sat there for 50 hours telling him all my stories.
Yeah, well, Novo is very, very accurate. And, you know, not only was I impressed, you know, when he did my reading, but, you know, you guys, every time Novo's on, it's like, yay, Novo's back! And, you know, Novo loves to help people, you know, so it's really nice, you know, that he's appreciated for that. But Nobo knows how to get that appreciation, don't you, Nobo?
Well, it's to me, it's all within the energies, and my main purpose on this planet is to uplift people, and I don't deviate from that path. That's all that I want to do. That's within that's me living in my full potential. I don't have a problem with it. I love it. So and to me, it's not what comes from me, it's what's been around us for a long time. This practice goes back to, you know, all the way back to Egypt. And it's been around to where, you know, people have just kept this hidden, this type of stuff hidden.
Yeah, it's
not
so
really
powerful.
It's here. It's around us. Energy, it is about energy. It is about our energy. And it's all our energy coming from the same source. It's correct.
Okay.
Yep. And so it's being able to interpret the energy and to uplift people to say, you know, this is your full potential, and these energies are around you. And that's what it's really about. It's not really about NOBO. I'm an intuit who interprets it. But
yeah, and the thing I like so much about the way that you do this and the way you run your life, NOBO, is because you don't take any crap from anybody, and I respect that. I like that a lot because, you know, you're a nice, kind, you know, very gentle soul. And at the same time, you know, if people don't realize that and they try to walk all over you, you're there with your hand going, I don't think so.
That's right.
We are not treating NOBO this way, and I like that.
Right, and
you
that's
know?
Two reasons, because of the universal laws and because I've been a HUNA practitioner for over 20 years. And in HUNA, it's a guilt-free philosophy. And I don't believe in taking in other people's negative. I won't do it. I'll stop it right at the doorstep. I'm not going to swallow someone else's bad mood, bad temperament, bad words. I just think that's totally inappropriate. And I think that the way that our Western culture speaks to each other is deplorable. I think that we say very harsh things to each other. And we don't even know why we say it. It's because we hear it all the time. So we're mimicking this. And it's like, well, it's time to shut the mima birds up because we're being very, very ugly towards each other. To tell somebody you're anal retentive and you need to be on Prozac is a hideous thing to say to somebody.
Jeez.
And so I wouldn't take that energy in. I would just stop it right at the doorstep. And I'm not going to swallow that. And I don't think that anybody should swallow it. You know, and that's the way that we speak to each other. But that's the way our examples speak to each other. It's untrue.
And look at all the trouble that it causes.
Right.
You know, so many people are ready for a fight.
To say to someone, you need this alien chemical in your body that's going to create a lot of damage that doesn't have anything to do with your organic self, and it's going to give you side effects out of the wazoo, is a really terrible thing to say to somebody. And there's no precedence to it at all. We say these things offhandedly that are very damaging, and a lot of people who are in, you know, a weakened state swallow it, and they start thinking, maybe I do need Prozac, maybe I do need this alien chemical inside my body that's going to give me.
People have been listening to this too much. That's a whole other show. We were talking about, you know, how these so-called anti-anxiety and antidepressant drugs are actually causing the things that they're supposed to prevent. But that's a whole other show. So, you know, I so appreciate, NOBO, that you come on the show and that you give people these insights into themselves. And they know, when you're telling them, they know you're absolutely right. You've hit it right on. And, you know, you can feel the relief that comes out of them. You know, it's like they're finally taking a deep breath, like, oh, my God, somebody understands, and I'm not crazy. And that's a really valuable service, so bless you for doing that.
I want to leave you with this thought, is the answers that we need that are inside of us are right above us. And it's not, you know, meditation is really beautiful, but when I say right above us, it's in the stars. And if we think that we're crazy, all we have to do is go out on a starlit night and look up into the heavens and breathe in the energy of the heavens. And you don't breathe in madness. You don't breathe in insanity. In fact, you don't even breathe in chaos. You breathe in wonder and beauty and love. And that's what we're about. That's the reflective principle. The cosmos are our answer. And I just believe in that. I firmly believe in it.
Well, and that's right along with what the quantum physics scientists are saying now, too. You know, it's a universal or galactic consciousness, and so that's the energy that we're bringing through. And there are so many of us doing different ways of bringing through this cosmic energy. And by the way, Carla, thank you for calling in and asking your questions. And we'll be talking on Saturday. Yeah, and I did put your homework, by the way, so.
and Carla's invited to email me anytime that she likes.
Oh, that'd be great.
And that's it's Pelorisjack, P-E-L orusjack, and that's all one word, at earthlink.net. And lots of and I answer emails every day. And don't
so
feel shy.
It's PELORUSJACK at earthlink.net.
Right, that's the first dolphin that brought us, you know, because dolphins are like little ambassadors, that brought us the first Dolphin Protection Act out of Australia.
Oh, I love dolphins.
Yeah, they're amazing. And also, if you guys look on the info thing, and I am, you know, catching up on the archives now, you can also contact Nobo at mastermysticalnumerologist.com. And I've got that up on the info right now on the show, and it will also be on the archives. And Nobo, why don't you go ahead and give out your phone numbers for people if they want a private reading with you.
Okay. Well, I'd also like people to know now that we're in spring, is I take people out to the vortex in Sedona, mostly to the Boynton Canyon vortex, because it's positive and negative, and it's just this beautiful energy. But what I do is I sit down with the person for about an hour, and we find some keywords that exist within their vibrations that we want to enhance. And then I teach them breathing up from the heart, involving the heart energy. And when I take them out to the vortex, we take out these key words, and I usually translate them into Hawaiian words because it has a lot of vowels, and vowels are very, very sacred. And then when we go out to the vortex, we breathe in. I teach them to breathe in these new key words and release the old. And what's amazing about the vortex is it's atoms, and the energy stays with us if we use the heart energy, if we breathe, you know, if we do these breathing exercises within the vortex, and then it enhances that energy. So I will be doing that from now until it gets real cold. And it's a very, very, very good experience. My cell phone number is 928-300-3807.
Awesome. Did you want to leave your other number, too?
My home phone number is 928-649-1806.
Okay, guys, if you want a private reading with Nobo, it would be well worth it. We've had rave reviews, of course, and Nobo will be on again. And thank you, everybody, for listening. It's time for us to sign off.
Yeah, so thank you for calling, Carla and Dominic.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, you guys. And thanks for being on the show, Nobo. Everybody loves it when you're on.
Oh, I love being on.
That's fun. So thank you very much. And
you're quite welcome.
As usual, listeners, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.